This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Despite the uncertainty about the future of Obamacare, there are still new parts of the law going into effect. In fact, at the start of this year, a provision prohibiting discrimination in certain health programs formally kicked in. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, in Texas, that has translated into a new standard for language access programs.
Hello. How are you doing?
Okay. Marla Nerio Trigueros just had a baby about a day ago at Seton Medical Center in central Austin. And the nurse manager on her floor, Linda Forster, has some questions about how she's doing. But Nerio Trigueros doesn't speak English all that well. So Forster rolled in a medical cart with a little TV screen attached to it. Once it's set up, Forster starts asking questions.
All right. And what's your pain level right now?
¿Cuál es su nivel de dolor en este momento?
Se puede considerar un 3, pero no como estaba antes. El dolor que era tan fuerte.
Right now it's like a 3, but before it was strong.
As you can hear, there's a woman on the screen translating. It's like a Skype or FaceTime conversation, except it's a secure line and the conversation is a typical exchange between a medical provider and a patient. It may seem like a small thing, but translation services in a situation like this can be life or death. Geronimo Rodriguez is the chief advocacy officer for Ascension Texas. That's Seton's parent company. He says growing up, there were times when services like this would have been helpful for his parents.
I spoke Spanish at home, and I learned English in school. And so to me, I had the experiences of going to doctors and healthcare entities around interpreting for them.
But health advocates have argued for years that interpretation services shouldn't be left up to patients. Laura Durso is with the left-leaning Center for American Progress. She says requiring people who need medical care to provide their own translators is an unfair burden. And there's evidence this leads to bad health outcomes.
There's a case of a young person named Griselda Zamora. She was her family's interpreter, but she got sick. And she had severe abdominal pain and went to a hospital.
But she was too sick to be able to translate.
And because the hospital didn't provide an interpreter, her parents didn't understand they had to bring her back if her symptoms got worse.
And Durso says Zamora's symptoms did get worse.
And she ended up with a ruptured appendix and unfortunately died shortly after that happened. And so these are the types of cases that Section 1557 is really meant to try and prevent.
She's talking about Section 1557 of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. It's part of a law that incorporates civil rights into the healthcare system. Basically, it ensures that no matter your race, national origin, gender identity, or sexual preference, you will get the same standard of care. And depending where you live, this could mean big changes. Geronimo Rodriguez with Ascension Health says for Seton hospitals, it's not a big change.
Because since 1902, the Daughters of Charity have welcomed everyone, no matter who they are, where they come from, what language they speak, or whether they can afford it or not.
Rodriguez says Section 1557, which formally went into effect in January of this year, mostly just provided an opportunity for Seton to beef up existing programs. He says Seton has been keeping a very close eye on demographics in Austin. Right now, Rodriguez says they have translation services available in 42 different languages. And it's not because of the law. It's because in 2005, the Austin area became majority-minority. Now, almost a quarter of families here don't speak English at home.
Because frankly, in Central Texas, we talk a lot about diversity, but we're not as inclusive as we think we are. And I think providing language services is one more way to be inclusive, to treat people with respect, to increase your bottom line, to grow your revenue.
But not all hospitals in the country, or even in Texas, are working with this baseline. Laura Durso with the Center for American Progress explains that in some cases, hospitals aren't entirely plugged into the specifics of the community they are serving.
You may not know that you're serving people with low English proficiency, but likely they're in the community.
Durso says she hopes these mandates in Obamacare stick around. There are already parts of Section 1557 not being enforced. For example, protections for some LGBT patients and women seeking abortions aren't in effect because of some recent lawsuits from religious providers. Durso says there's also some murkiness about what the Trump administration will do, more specifically what the Secretary of Health and Human Services will do.
The Secretary has a really significant ability to undermine Section 1557 and what it is meant to do. They've certainly signaled that they will take another look at the rule, and we have grave concerns.
And of course, the effects of major changes to the law could depend again on where you live. For example, services that existed before this law, like this one back at Seton Medical Center.
Okay, thank you for your help.
Likely won't be going anywhere. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.